This is the Music History Today podcast for April 22nd. On today's show, Dave Matthews debuts, Prince releases his follow-up to Purple Rain, and the man who opened up Woodstock passes away. First up, though, on this date in 1959, the DJ Alan Freed movie Go Johnny Go premiered in movie theaters. In 1967, Elvis Presley's movie Easy Come Easy Go premiered in movie theaters. In 1969, the Carpenters signed their record deal with A&M Records. In 1974, The Who started filming the movie based on their concept album, Tommy. In 1978, Bob Marley brought Jamaica's two rival political leaders together on stage at the One Love Peace Concert in Jamaica as a show of unity. Also on that exact same day, on Saturday Night Live, two major events happened. The first was that Steve Martin performed his novelty song, King Tut. That song went on to become a huge hit. Also, the Blues Brothers sketch premiered that night. The popularity of the sketch would lead to both a successful album and a successful movie for the brothers, aka John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd. Also in 1978, Meatloaf fell on stage at his concert in Canada, injuring his leg very badly. In 1979, as part of his sentence in Canada for possession of heroin, Keith Richards and the Rolling Stones performed two benefit concerts for the Canadian National Institute for the Blind. In 1981, Eric Clapton was involved in a car accident. In 1989, Public Enemy filmed their iconic music video for the song Fight the Power, which was directed by Spike Lee. In 1998, the group Faith No More broke up. In 1999, Sinead O'Connor became the first female priest of the Latin Tridentine Church. In 2009, Jeff Beck and Rod Stewart performed on stage for the first time together in 25 years. In 2010, Bret Michaels of Poison suffered a brain hemorrhage he would recover. In 2011, Leanne Rimes married actor Eddie Cibrian. In 2020, Bruce Springsteen and Bon Jovi performed a virtual concert for COVID relief. The concert also featured the remaining members of the group Fountains of Wayne, whose former lead singer and songwriter Adam Schlesinger had passed away from COVID only a few weeks earlier. In classical music, in 1876, Tchaikovsky finished his Swan Lake Ballet, and in 1927, Roger Sessions' First Symphony premiered. In theater, in 1993, the revival of The Who's Tommy musical opened on Broadway. In award ceremonies that were held on April 22nd, in 1978, Israel won the Eurovision Song Contest. In 1998, Trisha Yearwood, George Strait, and Garth Brooks were among the big winners at the Academy of Country Music Awards. In 2009, Liz Phair won an ASCAP Award for her songwriting for the TV show 90210. Albums that were released on April 22nd include in 1968 when the Monkees released The Birds, the Bees, and the Monkees. In 1970, Iron Butterfly released Live. In 1971, The Temptations released Sky's the Limit, and Merle Haggard released Hag. In 1976, The J. Geils Band released Blow Your Face Out. In 1978, Heart released Magazine. In 1980, The Cure released 17 Seconds. In 1985, Prince released his follow-up to Purple Rain, Around the World in a Day. In 1991, The Fall released Shift Work. In 1992, The Samples released No Room. In 1997, Asia released Asia Live. Also on that same day, Mary J. Blige released Share My World. Sunvolt released Straightaways. Boston released their Greatest Hits album, and Chicago released The Heart of Chicago 1967 to 1997. In 2002, Black Sabbath released Symptoms of the Universe, the original Black Sabbath 1970 to 1978. In 2003, Black Label Society released The Blessed Hell Ride, Matthew Sweet released Kimi Ga Suki, Whitesnake released Best, The Yardbirds released Birdland, and Madonna released American Life. In 2007, Simple Minds released Sunday Express Live Volume 2. In 2008, Whitesnake released Good to Be Bad. Elvis Costello and the Imposters released Momofuku. In 2009, the Carpenters released 40/40, and in 2013, Whitesnake released Made in Japan, which means that something must be in the water when it came to Whitesnake releasing on this particular date. Singles that were released on April 22nd include, in 1966, when the Trogs released Wild Thang. Also on that same day, Gary Lewis and the Playboys released Green Grass. In 1969, Bob Dylan did a twofer. He released Drifter's Escape and I Threw It All Away. In 1972, Bread released Diary. In 1975, Elvis Presley released Trouble, T-R-O-U-B-L-E. In 1978, Jerry Rafferty released Baker Street. In 1982, Rick James released Dance With Me. In 1998, The Tragically Hip released Ahead by a Century. And in 2014, Blondie released I Want to Drag You Around. Before we go any further, we'd like to tell you that there is now a Music History In Depth podcast where we go more in depth on a few of the events that happen in music history for that particular week. The Music History In Depth podcast runs every Tuesday on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts from, as does our Music Halls of Fame podcast, which talks about a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame along with other Music Halls of Fame, museums, and walks of fame. The Music Halls of Fame podcast drops every Thursday and can also be found on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, back to this podcast. Artists who were born on April 22nd include rapper and musician Machine Gun Kelly, jazz percussionist Candido Camero, the godfather of ska music, Laurel Aitken, songwriter Jack Nitschke, singer Mel Carter, jazz great Charles Mingus, Country Music Hall of Famer Glenn Campbell, Kimberly Dom of Boston, the legendary soon-to-be Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, hopefully, Mr. Peter Frampton, Paul Carrick of Squeeze and Mike and the Mechanics, Pete Carr of the Muscle Shoals Rhythm Section, drummer W.S. Holland, singer Jeff St. John, Walter Lure of Johnny Thunders and the Heartbreakers, rapper Ruby DeCherry, rapper Capo, and DJ Drama. Artists who unfortunately passed away on April 22nd include composer Johann Schiebe, who passed away in 1776 at the age of 67. Composer Josef Seger passed away in 1782 at the age of 66. Composer Henri Montan-Berton passed away in 1844 at the age of 76. Composer and pianist Octave Fouqua passed away in 1883 at the age of 38. Composer Edouard Lalo passed away in 1892 at the age of 69. Composer and conductor André Caplet passed away from injuries suffered years earlier during a gas attack in World War I. He passed away in 1925 at the age of 45. Composer Odin Mihalovich passed away in 1929 at the age of 86. Composer Mezio Agostino passed away in 1944 at the age of 68. Composer Solomon Pimsleur passed away in 1962 at the age of 61. Pianist and composer Frutuoso de Lima Viana passed away in 1976 at the age of 79. The orchestra leader for the TV show Your Show of Shows, Charles Samford, passed away in 1977 at the age of 71. Singer Jane Froman of the TV show Jane Froman's USA Canteen passed away in 1980 at the age of 73. Jazz pianist and band leader Earl Father Himes passed away in 1983 at the age of 79. Conductor Jose de Lima Siguiera passed away in 1985 at the age of 78. The jazz guitarist who played with Lionel Hampton, the Nat King Cole Trio, and also the Oscar Peterson Trio, Irving Ashby, passed away in 1987 at the age of 66. Singer and saxophonist Bull Moose Jackson passed away in 1989 at the age of 70. Trombonist Jack Bentley passed away in 1994 at the age of 80. Composer and pianist Don Pullen passed away in 1995 at the age of 53. The first Greek recording artist to record what was considered prohibited rebetika songs in the early 1970s with the original lyrics, Apostolos Nicolaitis passed away in 1999 at the age of 60. Composer, organist, choir director, and also conductor at the Nidaros Cathedral from 1935 to 1976, Ludwig Nielsen passed away in 2001 at the age of 95. Songwriter Felice Bryant passed away in 2003 at the age of 77. Singer-songwriter Paul Davis passed away from heart issues in 2008 at the age of 60. The artist who opened up the Woodstock Music Festival, singer-songwriter Richie Havens, passed away in 2013 at the age of 72. Composer Vaclav Kucera passed away in 2017 at the age of 87. Vibraphonist Dave Samuels of the group Spirogyra passed away in 2019 at the age of 70. Opera singer Heather Harper passed away in 2019 at the age of 88. And jazz saxophonist Bootsy Barnes passed away from COVID-19 in 2020 at the age of 82. Next on the Music History Today podcast, it is April 23rd, when in 1976, the Ramones released their debut self-titled album.